If you're a regular listener to this program, you know we talk a lot about this latest creationist challenge to evolution and natural selection called intelligent design theory, and the proponents of ID see that the Earth's creatures are too complex to have arisen through evolution and natural selection. So they must have been designed by someone or something, God, aliens, you take your choice because they don't say what it is. And the intelligent design camp has been successful in getting their message to the public, so successful that according to my next guest, increasing numbers of visitors to science museums are asking about intelligent design, and museum volunteers are sometimes getting caught up in heated conversations pitting science and religion, and Warren Allman has come up with a solution. He's the director of the Paleontological Research Institution and the Museum of the Earth in Ithaca, New York. He's also an associate professor of geology and biology at Cornell University, and he's put together a program to train museum staff and volunteers on how to talk to visitors about evolution. Thanks for talking with us today, Dr. Allman.
Nice to be here.
How big a problem is this in science museums now?
Well, I'm not sure that it's a new problem, and I don't know if it is. I don't know how big it is. And it might not be accurate to call it a problem. Museums are all about being there for people who walk in. Most people don't come into museums to learn things. They come in to be entertained. And it's also self-paced learning, and it's self-motivated learning. And so museums have to be prepared for all kinds of things. And I'm sure the Darwin exhibit is a terrific example of that. And so people come in with all kinds of questions that maybe they've been thinking deeply about them, and maybe they've been thinking hardly at all about them. And now, since intelligent design is so much in the news, more people are coming into natural history museums with more questions. And inevitably, some of those are on the challenging side of the spectrum. But the main challenge, I think, is for museums to simply meet the increased popularity of this issue.
And you've created something for the museum guides called Evolution and Creationism, a Guide for Museum Docents.
Most of our floor workers are volunteers,
right,
here in Ithaca, and most of them do not have formal science training, and so we put this little guide together at their request to help them have the information at their fingertips so that they can answer these questions. And the questions are coming more numerously now than they did, say, before the Harrisburg trial started this summer, or before the Kansas situation erupted. And so we wanted to give our docents just more information so that they'd be better equipped.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning before when I said there was a problem. The problem being, how do you explain it to the people who are coming in or asking these questions?
And right now, it's since it's in the news, lots of people come in. They bring clippings or they bring questions. I just heard it on the news, that kind of thing. And we do have a permanent exhibit about evolution in the museum. And every exhibit is somehow connected to evolution. And so we wanted to be able to give the human beings that visitors talk to better equipment to deal with that. We know from surveys and from talking to visitors that their most intense educational experience comes through talking to people, no matter how much signage and exhibitry we have.
Yeah, and these days science teachers are in elementary schools are so ill-equipped to teach science, you would hope that they might have a place they could take their kids for a day, a trip or something, to actually get some facts on the issue.
And that's exactly the idea. And then to do so in a non-threatening way and a respectful way if they do feel challenged by it, but to also be an authoritative source of information if they're looking for information, despite the fact that there are all these museums and all these books and programs like yours out there, the general public barely knows anything about this topic.
Dr. Elder, did you find people coming in also to your museum?
Well, we haven't opened the Darwin exhibit.
No, I mean, but in general, do they come in?
They come in, but our docents are well prepared. We're, of course, doubling our efforts here for the Darwin exhibit.
And your exhibit opens this weekend.
It does open tomorrow.
Yeah. Warren Allman, would it be an interesting idea? We have a link to this to your guide, Evolution and Creationism, on our website. People can download it and look at it, go to your website to look at it. Would it be an interesting idea to just apply this to any teacher who needs it?
We actually, since it went up a couple of months ago, we've had, I think my last count was a couple of hundred hits and inquiries about it from all manner of informal educators. So people not just at museums, but people at parks, people associated with scout troops, all kinds of other groups. There's clearly a need out there among the vast array of informal mm-hmm. education opportunities for just information.
You know, these frank exchanges of views sometimes can really evolve into heated debates. What do you tell your docents to if that happens? How to react to that?
We do have some kind of simple instructions to them that really have nothing to do with science or evolution. Just things like be respectful, listen. We are a science museum, so even though these issues are intimately connected with religion, we explain to our docents that our institution is not about religion. If you want to talk about religion, you need to do that somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be respectful. You're never going to win arguments with these people, and most people don't want to have an argument. Some do, but most don't.
Well, good luck with your teaching out there in the science museums.
Much.
Warren Allman is director of the Paleontological Research Institute and the Museum of Earth in Ithaca, New York, and he's associate professor of geology and biology at Cornell University.